It's the Pittsburgh Tech Report, a weekly snapshot of technology business trends, newsmakers, and research in our region. I'm Jennifer Shveta-Jordan for 90.5 FM WESA. This week in tech headlines, the U.S. Senate's passed a bill aiming at improving cybersecurity by encouraging companies and the government to share information about threats. Tech companies including Apple and Twitter oppose the bill. And Carnegie Mellon University researchers are printing 3D hair. They want to extend uses for 3D printers to pliable materials. And now, Pittsburgh Tech Report has a dental appointment. Have no fear, the sound you hear is not your bill being printed. It's a machine that dentists are increasingly adding to their toolkits to create more accurate replacement teeth and crowns right in the dentist's office. Pitt Dental School has been teaching its students how to use the latest model of the machine for 3 months.
Patients like it. They don't have to deal with two appointments. They don't have to deal with a temporary crown. They don't have to fight Oakland traffic. And students like it because they get their crown credit in a day.
That's Dr. Thomas Kunkel in Pitt's CIRAC lab. CIRAC is the brand name of the machinery. It stands for Chairside Economical Restoration of Aesthetic Ceramics. Before the machine carves a piece of porcelain or ceramic, a dentist creates a 3D model on a screen. This is instead of creating the traditional impression, that part of the process when a patient's biting down on a goopy substance layered on rigid plastic for 5 minutes.
Whereas this impression, we're done with it. That's our digital impression of the crown. 30 seconds and it shows up on the screen just like this.
Then from the screen, Kunkel sends an order on the companion machine to sculpt a new tooth. With water jets spraying, you can peek through a window at what looks like a miniature car wash. The technology's been around for 3 decades, but just in recent years has it improved to the point that it's being taught in schools and that dentists are more inclined to pay the $250,000 a machine costs. As Oakland dentist Dr. Randy Warren says,
it was so bad in the beginning that I was definitely opposed to it because nothing fit well. So why spend all this money on this technology when you could do it much better without the technology?
But Dr. Warren has purchased a few iterations of the machines in recent years. One of his patients, Barbara Riley, has had several crowns from this equipment.
And I was amazed at how quick it was, how fascinating it was to see the dentist actually draw the tooth. I think I went for a walk for an hour in between removing the initial crown and then the application of the new one. It worked perfectly, and it looked beautiful.
Back in the Pitt Dental School, Kunkel says that while accuracy has increased, the time the machines need to create teeth has dropped with each generation.
This milling machine, the new generation, will mill this crown in about 11 minutes. The last generation, that took about 22 minutes to mill a crown. Who knows where they'll be with the next generation? You might be milling a crown in 5 minutes. And you have yourself a new crown.
In this week's Tech Report calendar, the Carnegie Museum of Art hosts a weekend hackathon starting November 13th. Developers and designers are invited to see internal data to help figure out ways the museum can use tech to enhance visitor experiences. And the Pittsburgh Technology Council's annual I Love It When You Call Me Big Data event takes place December 3rd. And that's this week's Pittsburgh Tech Report. I'm Jennifer Shveta-Jordan for 90.5 FM WESA.
Pittsburgh Tech Report is supported by CMU's Hines College and its master's programs in information technology, analytics, cybersecurity, and management. Details at hines.cmu.edu.